Vikings are off to a fast start. We're 4-1 through our first five games, and a big part of it has been the improvement on defense, and an even bigger part has been our improvement against the pass. Jamarca, as a safety, that is something you like to see.
Oh, yes. Just, you know, feel good being out there, you know, with the guys just running around, having fun, finally winning. You know, we've been on the other end of the stick, you know, where we didn't come out on top. So, I mean, just feel good out there, you know, we just running around, having fun, and just playing football.
Since you've been a Viking, defending the run has not been a problem for our defense. Defending the pass, we've been up and down. Not so this season. Much better against the pass. That's got to be something you guys are taking a lot of pride in right now.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, yes. Whenever you play, you know, the safety and you're in the secondary, you know, you always hear stopping the run. I mean, you got to stop the run to win in this league. But at the same time, you know, you play safety and, you know, you always, you know, the key is stopping the run. But at the same time, you want to, you know, say we stop the pass also. You know, we want to be elite and, you know, we want to be talked about, not just for a team that, you know, just stop the run. We want to do both, stop the run and pass.
One thing I've noticed this year, the veteran guys, we know what we're going to get out of you. We know what we're going to get out of Antoine. But the young players, we've been able to rely on those guys to make big plays. Harrison Smith and Josh Robinson come to mind right away. That's been a big factor for us, hasn't it?
I mean, they've been playing outstanding from day one, you know, when they came to camp. You know, I saw them, you know, Josh came in, you know, he was fast, you know, fast guy, one of the fastest guys I've been around, you know. And Harrison, you know, he was a big guy, and I mean, real physical. And with both of them, you know, they learn quick. You know, they can take it, you know, you give them something in the classroom, they can take it to the field, you know, and they catch on quick, and they play with confidence, and they want to get better each and every week, you know, and they're not satisfied. That's one thing I see, you know, nobody walking around here, you know, like 4-1, we have arrived. You know, we still hungry, we want more.
Yeah. You said you can count on those guys. One thing that we can count on you for is to be around the ball all the time. 14 tackles on defense, 5 tackles on special teams. You're playing both defense and special teams. Not a lot of guys do that. You have 2 forced fumbles, a fumble recovery, a couple pass breakups. You're doing everything. What's working well for you?
I'm a hard worker. You know, it's something I always have pride myself off is hard work. But I just tried something different this offseason, you know, to change it up and just see what it's working. So far, it's been paying off. You know, I came back, you know, my body mass, muscle mass, you know, it was big different from last year. And slimmed up, you know, my weight, and just felt just night and day different, really. And coming off of 3-13 year, you know, you got to try something different. So that's how I approach this offseason. I tried something different, and so far, you know, it's been paying off.
All right, I want to take you to a couple of plays and have you talk about them specifically. The first one at Ford Field, we're playing the Lions. Calvin Johnson comes across the middle. Stafford drops back, throws a pass to him in the end zone. It looks like he catches it for a touchdown, but no, the ball pops out. You and Harrison Smith arrive at the same time, make a big play. Take us through what happened there.
He ran a good route. You know, he did a good job of blocking me out from, you know, to get to the ball. But Harrison did a great job of playing the quarterback in. You know, we got there. When we get there, you know, we make sure we be violent and, you know, try to put fear in receivers. And I just hit him from the back, and Harrison hit him in the front, and yeah. The ball popped out, and being physical back there, I mean, it put a little fear in the receiver. You know, they get them alligator on come across the middle, and Harrison, you know, he's a big guy, you know, and he real physical. And I would have been known for my physicalness, so but me and him back there, I mean, that's something that every game we approach to, like, we're going to try to punish the receivers or running back or whoever. Just be physical and nasty.
Also in that game, you caused a fumble by a Lions running back, Mikel LeShore. Explain what happened on that play, because you get the forced fumble and the fumble recovery. Usually we see one guy gets the forced fumble, one guy gets the fumble recovery. You're there for both of them. That doesn't happen very much. What happened on that play?
Yes, well, the running back had got through the hole, and he was running up through there, and I saw Harrison coming from the other side, and Harrison had an angle to hit him, and he hit him from one side, and I just took my shot and just went in, and luckily the ball popped up, and somehow, you know, bouncing back to me, like right back in my arm. I mean, like you said, how many times do that happen? You force a fumble and you look up, it bounce right back in your hand.
Just means you're in the right place at the right time.
That's
man.
All it means.
And good study, you know where to be and,
yes,
and when to be there. And that's really one thing that has impressed Leslie Frazier. He was speaking in one of his press conferences and mentioned how you handled the situation coming out of training camp. You're competing for a starting job and you don't get it. Leslie said you kept your head held high and focused on what you could do to improve. Talk about how you handled that situation coming out of training camp and just continue to prepare yourself to be ready for whenever the team needed you.
Oh, yes, sir. When I, you know, my goal was to come back into this year to start. I mean, I know I worked my tail off this offseason, and, you know, it didn't happen out, you know, the way I figured it, but, you know, things happen. You know, things don't always go, you know, as you plan them. So, you know, when I didn't start, you know, I just really, I had to focus back in and focus on myself, like what I didn't do right or what can I do better. Last year, you know, I studied film a good bit, but it just wasn't to the extent like I do now. And it took me a while to, you know, just realize, you know, what separate guys in this league. It's not always talent. It's really their knowledge. Like Antoine told me, you know, studying film, man, it's really night and day. Because you know what happened before it even happened. And this year here, you know, that's something I've been doing, just really studying film a lot more than I normally do.
Well, it's obviously worked for you this season. You've been everywhere. You've done everything for us defensively, except there's one thing I need you to work on. We need a sack.
Yes.
Can you get one on RG3 maybe this weekend?
Hopefully so. And an INT. I got to give me an INT also.
Okay, all right. You got one of those in you too?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's coming in the near future.
Good.